Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right, we want to talk about bad dads.
Okay.
With the holiday coming up, obviously.
Oh, right.
It's Father's Day. Here we go.
There's not a bad dad holiday?
Recently, we did Bad Moms.
Yeah, are we sure we want to do this?
Yeah,
again,
Bad Moms went real sideways on us, and
it was dark.
It was so dark. Okay, if you listen to this Slacker Show, we're weird, but we're not quite that dark. It just turned into like we want when your dad did something crazy with you, or like he let you drink a 6-pack of beer when you were 9. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe that's not it.
But
kind of like don't tell mom, but we're doing
that.
This cool thing.
Yeah.
Not.
I have a good example for you.
Okay.
You're going to you don't seem like somebody who would talk smack about their own dad.
Well, you're going to laugh along with me after this. When we were young, I may not have even been born yet. My dad, he would always tickle us and we'd go, "I have to pee," and try to get out of it. You know, it's not
he would,
like a
he would never listen and just yeah.
Right. So he was tickling my sister in our family
room. Wait, this
isn't
about you. So you're getting two with this blast? You're taking your dad and your sister out on this.
My sister didn't do anything wrong.
Okay.
So tickle, tickle, tickle. Ha, ha, ha. She's doing the I gotta pee thing and is flailing to get away from him. Smacks her face on the brick fireplace. Knocked her two front teeth out.
Oh, no.
To this day, we laugh about it. But I gotta believe my mom was pissed.
Were they the adult teeth or the...
No, thank God.
Oh, my God.
It was her baby teeth. Sorry.
Okay.
Because if they're not ready, no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I thought she peed on him.
I did, too.
I'm waiting. I'm like, he gets what he gets.
But you know, you would always do that with your parents. Like, I'm gonna pee. And then I do that with my fiance if he's tickling me.
All right.
Stays
in the bedroom.
Okay. I don't pee. Okay. Well, I just ruined my own day.
Insights into Erica's personal life. What? I know we're going to talk about bad dads. I realize tickling is not ever a part of my life.
Me
is
too.
Tickling a part of when would tickling be a part of
you
my
for
life?
Sure tickle your kids.
It's a big part of my life.
Yeah, that's fair.
They're peeing all the time.
My dad, RIP, he would bring us to his construction sites. He would build houses. And in don't tell mom was literally the only thing said every single day we came home from the site. Like, he would be hammering something in and the hammer would slip out of his hands and it would stick in one of my brothers somewhere.
Then
it's just hopefully it was somewhere you could cover it, give him a comb over in their
Your
hair.
Your mom knew that you were going to the construction sites, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Which is not the injuries that happened while
Correct.
There. Gotcha.
He had a trailer that was loaded with a whole bunch of drywall or whatever and it was just sitting in the street and one of my brothers was behind it and the other one just lifted up the tongue of it and it rolled over him.
Oh my gosh.
And so he got him a different shirt, but then when my mom was giving him a bath later, there was an actual tire print in his skin.
Oh my gosh.
And it was just like, oh, all right.
And your dad has to come in and go, how'd you get that? What's going on? You're in big trouble, mister. Oh, you've been lying to us.
Yeah. I mean, but that's just, that's a dad move.
Right? Oh, yeah. That's good. That's a good dad move. Because that was probably some of the best days of your life, just getting to run around.
No,
and
God, no.
No. Oh, you were the youngest. That's why.
Yeah, I was.
For the older three, it was a great time.
So while you guys were getting tickled, my dad was hitting us with hammers.
Oh, on accident.
I have to be, Dad. Enough with the hammer.
All right. Well, the rest of the room is going to have to share something bad about their dad or something. Here's the thing about bad dad stories. It can be you.
True.
Yeah.
Or you could. It could be your wife, like my husband is a bad dad, but again, please, can they be
a little lighthearted?
Light, yes.
Yeah, like peeing on each other.
Okay, well,
if you pee, yes. If you and your dad have shared a
too far.
We would like to hear your bad dad stories. 303-222-5423. You can call or text.
My dad, it wasn't until I was, I think, in my 20s, and I was hanging out with my two younger sisters, and they mentioned, they're like, you know, like when we were growing up and you'd get a sore throat or something, and then dad would wake you up and then he'd get you a bowl of ice cream. And I'm like,
What?
What are you talking about? And both of my sisters were like, oh yeah, all the time. Dad never got you ice cream? I'm like, no.
Oh
no,
my god!
Not at all. What are you talking about? My throat's sore now. Like,
where's my ice cream?
Oh, buddy. Yeah, but I wasn't a little girl, you know. And now,
I want you to know, I think of you as a little girl. I will get you ice cream.
Yeah.
You would wake up your son, like you would do the same for your son as you do for your daughter.
Mm-mm.
No. Mm. Wow. You're the bad dad.
No, man, the little girl just gets you wrapped. It's crazy.
Yeah, because I'm not even really mad about it. I kind of get it. Because I was just like.
But have you confronted him? It might be time to sit him down.
Yes.
I don't know.
Should we call him?
He's kind of scary.
No, he's not. Come on.
We can call him if you want.
Well, how about.
We'll see.
Is he coming to town anytime soon?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay. Why don't you just get a big old batch of ice cream, just eat it in front of him?
Just be like, my throat hurts.
Yeah. I've done that plenty. Have you seen me? I eat ice cream.
Aaron, are you going to rat your dad out?
I mean, rip. But there was one time, because he passed when I was 8, so I don't have like a lot of memories.
Yeah.
I figured that was going to be her dad moment.
I do remember, like, I don't know why I got in trouble, but he was trying to spank me. And he was kind of like funny about it. It wasn't serious, but I was laughing so hard that he couldn't do it. And so he like tried getting the belt and like doing one of the like clappy things.
Yep.
Just to scare you.
Yeah. And like it didn't work. It was like, you tried being a bad dad. Good job.
Get me my ice cream.
The other one I remember, if I'm ratting my dad out, he was a terrible granddad. Like, you know how you like take a baby and you like throw him up a little bit?
Oh my gosh, I hate when people do that. It scares me so much.
Oh no, that's a dad. A guy.
He did it all the time. Yeah. He did it with my son all the time, and my son loved it. It was like, grandpa, or whatever.
Yeah.
And he did it to my son in their kitchen. There's a ceiling.
Oh. Okay.
And it was like, wah, 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 wah.
It was going?
Yes, it was going.
Oh, no. Into the fan?
It threw him up into the fan because no one just came up. It was like, wah, 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 and like, came back. Yeah, I was like,
I thought you meant it was just it one into the ceiling.
No, like it was like because the fan, like my parents don't have air conditioning, so that fan is everything. It's on like takeoff mode.
You were meaning to get that boy a haircut, right?
All right, so if you got a bad dad, or you were a bad dad, or you're just ratting out a bad dad, keep them fun. 303-222-5423.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're talking about dads that suck. Bad dads. John?
Yay.
Bad dad. What happened?
Man, okay. So I was probably like 14. My dad's mowing the lawn, drinking a couple brews, getting a little loose.
Nice. While mowing? Yeah, you nice. Drink after you mow, maybe, but not while you're
they
mowing.
They can bleed together a little bit.
Totally. Oh, I feel like my fiance drink and mow for sure.
Really?
Say, is that illegal? You mow?
Yeah, sometimes I forget to mow.
Okay, so he's getting a little hammered.
Getting a little tipsy, and he managed to plow his way through mom's flower bed.
No.
Okay. Not as funny anymore.
Yeah. We turn around, go to Home Depot, buy the exact plants that she had put in probably like a week beforehand, and she comes back. We've managed to get rid of all of the evidence, and she has no idea to this day.
Oh, you helped him?
Yeah.
Oh,
this is clearly
not a bad dad.
This was me and dad like fixing the oh crap moment.
Except that it was his fault and he made you help him fix it.
And then you had to lie.
Well, yeah, someone had to drive.
Oh! A 9-year-old.
Yeah.
So he made you a liar to your mom, too.
Well, I mean, listen. Liar, helpful idiot.
Admitting the truth.
It sounds like you're going to be a great dad yourself, John.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call. Britt?
Yay.
Bad dad. What happened to you?
Yes, this was when I was a newborn. My mom was exhausted, as happens.
Right.
So my dad was like, please go sleep. I've got her. I've got this. My dad instincts will kick in. So I was like screaming also, as babies do. And he had to rock me, I guess, for like 3 hours. And I finally conked out. Mm-hmm. He almost did too. Like, everyone's tired, right? So he goes to put me to bed, you know, in my crib, and sits up and knocks my head into the corner of the fireplace, like where the rocking chair was. And I immediately start screaming again.
Yeah,
my mom gets up. Yep. She's freaking out. She freaks out so much, you know, because, like, I'm a newborn, that we go to the hospital.
Oh, my God.
No,
he did. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's like babies' heads are so soft. Like, I understand her panic.
Oh, my God.
I just want you to have a relaxing night.
No, just get some sleep.
But it ended up just being like a horrible bruise for like a week or so. But to this day, I get teased. Like, when something goes over my head, they're like, oh, yep, it's when dad knocked your head.
So
I don't know why I get picked on for it when it was him.
Your dad must have felt so
bad.
It's the worst. There's no reason to tell the baby that.
Well,
I mean, they didn't have to tell her that later in life. It's just
that's what happened. Oh,
yes.
Well, maybe it was when she forgot something and they were like, oh, no, we ruined her.
You see, dads try to shift blame. And so that's what he's doing.
Oh, my gosh.
Cher?
Yes.
Bad dad. What happened?
Okay, it's my husband. It was the summer of 2008. My son had just graduated. He was going to take his girlfriend to a fancy little restaurant about 20 miles away. And I said, you know, the weather just doesn't look good. I don't think you should go. And my husband's like, don't be a pansy. Ellie be fine. Just take his jacket. And then they got hit by the tornado of 2008 up by Winter.
Turns out jackets don't help.
Are they okay?
They were okay, but the car was so bad, it was totaled.
It was just completely battered.
Like, it looked like you took about 20 baseball bats to the windshield. It even knocked one of their rear view or side view mirrors off. They hailed it.
Wow.
And they limped through it. And then they turned around and limped back, and they got it coming and going. Yeah, it was bad. It was
That's
really
an incredible
bad.
Father
and
right
I was
there.
On the phone with them going, just come home.
Thank you for the call, Cher. Cassie?
Yai.
Bad dad. What happened?
So when I was little, I was pretty cute.
What happened?
No, stop it.
My dad would take me to Hooters and the bar to pick up chicks. So what I would do is go up to whatever girl I thought was prettiest in the bar and say, you should meet my daddy. He told me the best one I ever got him was absolutely beautiful. And death. But
what?
Okay. I don't know what happened at the end.
We lost her.
Hello?
Hi, Beth. Sorry, we're reeling from the last call. Beth, go ahead.
Hi.
Hi.
So I'm calling to rat on my dad. He, when I was probably 8 or 9, he had this hunting cabin and a huge vintage collection of adult magazines.
Nice.
And,
vintage.
And you found them?
It's classy.
Well, no, we knew they were there, but we were told not to like mess around with them. But then he left us in the cabin unsupervised. And so we were looking at them. And then he said, are you kids looking at those? And we were like, Russell, 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 no.
Yeah. That's classic. Thank you. Andrea.
Yai.
Bad dad. What happened?
So when I was like 6 and my brother was probably 4, my mom took us to the water park. My father didn't want to go. And turns out that he was there with his friends and he wouldn't even acknowledge our existence.
He was there with his friends at a water park?
I need some me time.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9. Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.